We continue on Saturday morning with the Experts Program here on Power Talk Radio, 1460 and 101 FM. Mark Carbonaro with you and Nan Lesnick joining us right now. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning, Mark.
So we're coming up on the end of October and Halloween just a few days away. Do you get many trick-or-treaters out in your neck of the woods?
Never a one in 15 years.
So you don't have to buy any candy.
That's right. We do not. Our next door neighbor, we live in a very rural area in North County, and most of the families and kids have the same issue, and that is houses are very far apart on private dead-end streets, and it's just not conducive. So our next door neighbor has a daughter who's, I don't know the date of her birthday. She's turning 18 this year, but she always has a party and all kinds of kids from the neighborhood come, and so we contribute candy to that. That's how we do it.
Well, in the neighborhood I live in over in Monterey, it's hit or miss. Some years you get a ton of people coming by, and other years nobody shows up at all.
Huh.
In the last 2 years, I haven't had any trick-or-treaters, and I have all this extra candy sitting around, so I bring it to the radio station and put it in a bowl in the lunchroom, and I get these withering stares from, especially from the women who are attempting to diet.
Yeah. That, by the way, is part of the female persona on an ongoing basis.
Something about my personality that brings out the withering stare. But anyway, so the other day we started talking about end-of-life planning, helping families think about life transitions and, you know, what works. And then once again, why are we bringing this up? What does this have to do with what we normally talk about?
Well, we just recently had a death in the family, basically a diagnosis on the 4th of October. And 11 days later, it was Kelly's grandmother. 11 days later, she died. While she had done planning, all the details weren't tucked in. There was a lot of chaos as to, well, what about this and what about that? Had she done this? Had she done that? And it really brought it to the forefront. And then I ran across this article. It's something that we do for every one of our clients. Everyone who engages on a financial planning venture with us, we have what we call a family estate organizer. And I tell people all the time, this is the operations manual for how your household runs. It says how cash flows and so forth and so on. All the, you know, what you own, how it's titled, but there's also in there a survivor's checklist. And now, after running across this article and seeing this, I'm going to put a little bit more emphasis on what have you done to communicate to your family what should happen, what has been planned, what has been paid for, what you want to happen at that eventual time in life of your passing. The fellow who wrote this article said he used to be a pastor before he became a financial advisor, and he gives a seminar that's called Yes, You're Going to Die. You know, that's pretty abrupt, but it's so often it's something that people have not addressed. And it's part of good life planning, financial planning, planning all the way to the end, including how is that final event in your life, that is your passing, how's that to be handled and financed?
Well, and so, it's something that none of us want to think about, Nan.
No, we don't. And one of the things that was brought up in this article is the mention of an online document storage service. There are several of these, and I encourage clients to use these. We have access to them and, you know, can tell people how to use this. But a client that had a death in the family in April found that the online storage of documents was really necessary because one of their children lives in Germany. He works for an American company, but he's in Germany at this point in time. And so for him to have access to the important documents that, shall we say, complete the business of your death, that was necessary for him because the family did in fact have a business. It was dad that passed away. Dad and the son were the primary operators of this business. And there were, when someone dies in a business, creditors, vendors, customers get a little bit concerned. And having all of that put together in a document and in procedures and so forth so that you can assure people that we can continue as business as usual because we plan for the fact that one of us could die.
Well, we call that a succession plan.
But not just a succession plan for how am I going to retain this business, but a succession plan for the customers that answers the question, is this business still going to be able to handle my needs? So, you know, these are things that cross cross over into retirement planning because, as crude as it might be to say this, the next major event that's going to happen after the plan for a smooth ride into retirement is going to be the passing in a married couple, one or the other spouses, and then how are things going to be handled after that? So this end-of-life planning, it's what's called a life transition. And although it's unpleasant, Mark, it's just so important that we really pay attention to it.
Well, that sure is true. And looking at the article here, they mentioned that medical proxies, having the important medical proxies, are really critical, and that you have that done ahead of time, because if something happens that you become incapacitated and you cannot speak or write down what you want done, having that medical proxy is really an important thing to make sure that your wishes are followed.
It surely is. And not just that your wishes are followed, but that your family has the legal written authority to make those things happen.
Right.
Because, you know, you just can't say, I know this is what my mom wanted. But at the time of my mother passed away in 1984. At the time of her passing, it was just on the border of having to have health care directives and so forth and so on. And I was being challenged by things that I said that, you know, this is what my mom and I talked about. My mom did have cancer. She was terminal, but then she had, like many people have, another traumatic event. She just, you know, she stopped breathing, which wasn't really related to the cancer, but, you know, all the trauma in her body. And I think back on that and think, without, in this day and age, I would not have been able to take care of my mother's final needs without the healthcare directive, because some calls needed to be made, some judgment calls needed to be made. So giving people that proxy, as you said, very, very important. But when I was talking about online storage of documents, that's the best place for those documents to be stored. We sometimes call that a vault.
Right.
Okay. That's the terminology we use, that there be a vault where these things be available. Because in the example of my German resident client, he came back to the United States to sort of shore things up, and he could access all of those documents easily without having to physically yet be in the States. So while he was in the process of coming back, he was able to gather the documents that he needed to have. So again, this is a holistic financial advisor. And lately I've had a lot of unfortunate exposure to people who are just simply, you know, buying financial products after dinner seminars and not really being sure. Yeah, yuck is right. Not really being sure how all of this fits into their planning. Your planning's got to start from today and go all the way to the end, whenever that might be.
Sage advice from Nan Lesnick. That's her business, Sage Advice. But give her a call at her office in Monterey, 831-656-0236, online, lesnickcompany.com. And it's nan@lesnickcompany.com is the email. Nan, thank you very much, and we'll chat again on Thursday.
Thank you, Mark.